Joey Votto, April 24, 2017.
And talk about growing up in Canada and playing baseball. How'd you get into it? Was that your first love?
No, I'd say my first love is basketball. I started playing baseball when I was about 6 or 7, and I joined the league when I was like 8 or 9. And yeah, I took to it, but favorite sport ended up being basketball for most of my pre-professional years. So
When did you start baseball?
when I was 6 or 7.
Oh, so
Oh yeah,
did you play like Little League?
I played in the league when I was like 8 or 9. I'm not sure what league. It was like a house league.
High school?
Some, yeah, high school is very modest in Toronto. Yeah,
Really?
we played like 6 or 7 games, maybe as many as 10 games in the season, the weather permitting.
So how did it come about that you started playing professionally, and when did you start thinking about it as a possibility?
Just hurt.
When I was like 14, 15, 16, I felt like I had a legitimate chance, and so I pursued it, and it ended up paying off. Yeah.
So in other
But
words,
you played so little, you said before that point, right? Even in high school, you played relatively little.
I played also in a league, locally, but in terms of playing a lot of travel ball, I didn't do that throughout my high school years. I did that for 1 year on a travel team, but never like extensively. Like just basically, I didn't play very nationally.
So did scouts just start coming around looking at you when you were in high school, or
When I was a senior in high school,
not till you were a senior?
yeah, and it was very modest. Yeah,
Appreciate
like there wasn't many scouts for games. So,
what position were you playing?
catcher, catcher,
Pitching?
yeah, catcher, and playing some left, and a little bit of third.
So when did you switch first, or?
Well, when I guess when. I started playing professional ball, they decided that I probably wasn't going to be good enough at the catching or third base position. So
The next step.
well, it's more of a demotion than a step. So yeah, if you step backwards, I suppose.
So it's mainly your hitting at point.
You don't know, you don't know if that's what they're seeing or whether or not they're just trying to make room for people that they deem more with more potential, right? So
So,
yeah, it ended up working out well. It took me a long time to learn the position and get better at playing first. So
I mean, your record speaks for itself. You're an MVP. You've had great success. But can you talk about any struggles you might have had along the way, or did you ever doubt that you would make it in the majors?
I don't think I doubted that I would make it to the majors. I don't know if there was a time where I ever had legitimate doubt. I had times in the minor leagues where I was intensely frustrated, where I was confused and I wasn't able to understand why I wasn't playing as well as I should have. However, there was never, I don't remember a time where I thought, oh, I'm not going to make it. I was mostly just frustrated and trying to navigate the challenges I was being presented, if that makes sense.
It's got to be hard to come out of Canada with the relatively little experience you had and really think that I can play big league baseball. I mean, you don't have a lot of role models behind you, in effect.
Right. Again, the environment was relatively modest compared to Latin American countries and the American baseball, and so were the people that so were the people that took care of, or excuse me, that led the way. There's a few very good players, but for the most part, in my neighborhood, certainly there wasn't a lot of examples of players that ended up being really good major league players. So there's a few, but not too many. They were on the other part of the country.
Did the Save and the scout that signed you, did they tell you what they saw in you that made them think you could make it?
I think just left-handed swing, and I could catch, I could throw the ball. I don't know. It happens so quickly, right? You'd have to look up the scouting report. I think they have it online.
No, it's not.
But yeah.
So where did Ted Williams come into all this?
I think when I was a younger player, I'd always had a fascination with the greats, and I tried to understand what made them separate, what made them different, and what made them special, and how they honed their craft. And so, I had a pretty intense interest in it. I ended up copying a lot of the characteristics, I think, that I had read about in all the documented books. So, yeah.
Did you read his book on hitting, The Art of Hitting?
Yeah, I used to carry it around for years. Even to this day, there's a lot of value to it. I have a good bit of it memorized, so traveling with it is less necessary. But I remember a good bit of it. So,
correct me if I'm wrong, but weren't you at times criticized for being too much like Ted, too selective, and not swinging at pitches just off the plate?
Yeah, but that's, having a conversation about people's opinions is not something I get terribly excited about. Then it feels like I'd be chasing my tail. So, there's going to be people that are for or against just about everybody. There's examples of that all throughout sport and throughout, the world. So, there's always going to be an opinion on most players. I think the higher you go up, the more loud the opposition can be.
But I mean, Ted's explanation was, if I start swinging at pitches a little bit off the plate, and I might start swinging at 2 inches off the plate. In other words, that was his whole thing, get a good pitch to hit him.
Yeah, I find that if you do it long enough and you train yourself long enough, that it's almost like, I don't want to say impossible, because it's not impossible, but it becomes a very uncomfortable, very out of the ordinary feeling of expanding your strengths. So it's a fish out of water sort of thing, and I just couldn't imagine a guy like him behaving like that, because it didn't fit within his style of play. It'd be like him hitting right-handed. It didn't really make sense, so.
You play to your strengths.
Yeah, but like, you create a habit over the years and decades that you play, and eventually the habit becomes, I think, ingrained and instinctual, and you can't do anything about it except for just be yourself.
What do you think was the most important lesson you learned from reading his book or knowing about him?
I like to hear when he failed. I like to hear when he struggled and why he struggled and how he overcame it. And I think that was probably the most inspiring thing for me, because he was clearly an all-time great, maybe in the conversation for best player, best hitter of all time. However, he wasn't without his own struggles. I admired that a lot, and I learned from that, and I think that gives just about anybody that struggles hope. It's greatest of all time.
He was a perfectionist.
Sure, but he was, he was highly gifted, right? There's no doubt about that. strength, power, quickness. He had to have had just about everything, but I think that, he must have had pretty good practice habits developed by that natural, like, perfectionist instinct, or, personality, so, yeah.
And he thought that nobody had ever worked harder.
That's kind of a subjective sort of thing, but I think he would have been great no matter what. I certainly can't speak for him, so lots of guys work hard.
Yeah, that's true. They're not all Ted Williams, right?
No, they're not all. So the common variable is he's Ted, you know. So
he would talk about which pitchers were the hardest for him to hit.
Yeah.
Does that happen with other certain
pitchers? Yeah. I don't want to elaborate too much on it, I can almost guarantee, reading his book, he had described facing some of the greats, the Fellers, the all-time great pitchers, and he said he had some success, and that makes sense to me, because oftentimes the pitchers with the reputation for being the all-time greats, everybody thinks that they would fall in line with, a great hitter would still fall in line with the general population, not be able to get his. But that's not entirely how I find it works. It's about matchups, and sometimes there's some guys that are a little less known, and they've got a very quirky style, and oftentimes I find those guys to be a bit more challenging than, say, the elite pitchers in the game. So.
You think hitters tend to raise their own game a little bit when you know you're facing?
I think there's a wide spectrum on that one. I think that sometimes there's shrinking. I think there can be some shrinking sometimes. So it all depends on, I don't know. I'd like to think all hitters raise their level. So, yeah, speaking from a hitter's perspective, I'd like to see that.
For you, what's the best thing about being a major league ball player?
I enjoy the challenge. I think that's the biggest appeal. I love that at the challenge, it always changes. It always asks the most out of you each day. And because the game is played at such a high level, I find that if you don't give it your all and you don't focus on the details, you can go from... the top tier to the bottom tier very quickly, and because it's such a fine line between all the different groups of players and teams, that effort and discipline and consistency and again the details end up being cumulative, and end up becoming apparent, I think, pretty quickly.
I mean, it's a cliche, but the season is so long that to retain that dedication and excellence for 162 games year after year.
Yeah.
Tough.
Yeah, I mean, I think so. Hey, Dana. It's certainly it's not without its challenges. I mean, any you take a cross-section of anybody over 6 months, and they're going to have their good bad days no matter what job they have, right? But it's definitely challenging in some ways. Every year is different, but I think ultimately it's always challenging. It's always going to push, if you accept it, always going to push you to your limit.
Were you surprised when you first came up,
or your perceived limit, excuse me, sorry?
Were you surprised when you first came up to the big leagues how different and better it was?
I thought it was easier. I thought it was much easier than I anticipated. But I also played really like a lot of the last 2 years, maybe 3 years of my minor league career. I played pretty angry. Like, I was not happy. I was still in the minor leagues. I thought I was ready somewhere around 21 or 22. So I wasn't happy about that. Fortunately, I got to refine some of my certainly my offensive and my base running skills. But you know, I wasn't happy. So when I came up, I played angry and I played with a chip on my shoulder, and I played to prove that I should have been here a long time ago. I didn't find it difficult at all. I mean, I had success immediately, and I think that was a byproduct of being ready in the minor leagues.
Interesting. So the flip side, what's the hardest thing about being a major?
Right. I may not have found it difficult, but that doesn't mean I'm getting the most out of myself, right? So, you know, like a player can play at a certain level, can manage this level, but that doesn't necessarily mean they're getting the most out of themselves. You know, so it's a little bit different. You know.
What about the travel and things like that?
That's challenging, yeah. Yeah.
Day after day, really.
Yeah. Yeah, that can be a challenge for sure. Yeah.
So what has baseball meant to you so far in your life?
It's always, so far. To this point in my life, it's always felt natural, meaning I feel like I'm being challenged, and I'm doing something that I would like to do. So just that in and of itself is plenty. I've enjoyed meeting people and traveling and learning new things and learning about myself and, you know, experiencing growth in different ways. But that's, you know, ultimately, I feel like I'm grateful to be able to do this for a living.
So the physical abilities, I mean, have to be pretty high for everybody.
Yeah, yeah. So but you're going to, yeah, yeah, of course. Yeah, but you don't get here unless you have
to. Then so what separates a best from the good?
You know, a lot of people argue it's mental, but I'm more of the mindset that it's probably physical. You know, I think there is a mental component to it. I mean, certainly there's a mental component to it, but, you know, the best players in the game are typically the best athletes. You know, you look at the younger players right now, and I'm not sure many people could debate that Mike Trout's not one of the best athletes, and Bryce Harper's not one of the guys with one of them. You know, with the most athletic swings, and Giancarlo Stanton's not a great athlete, and I'm naming really good players. Manny Machado. I mean, these are all very good athletes.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a variable, certainly. I think that's an important component. But eventually, as you get older, I think discipline and consistency, and again, knowing yourself and getting the most of yourself, and not being satisfied.
You know what Yogi Berra said, that baseball is 90% mental, the other half is physical.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah, that sounds exactly right. Yeah,
yeah. You've been in the game quite a few years now. You're still young. Has it changed in the time you've been up here?
Yeah, lots. It's changed quite a bit.
Oh,
faster. You know, it seems to me like the players are faster. The outfielders are faster. The infielders are better. Smarter. Things are done more efficiently. Defenses are aligned more efficiently. Scouting reports are more efficient. It's not just a conversation. It's backed up with data. And then younger. It's a younger league.
When you say smarter, what do you mean? So then the infielders are sound.
Just in conjunction with the data, just being able to make sense of people's trends and turn that into scouting reports and being able to counter, you know, your competition.
Do you use a lot of videos?
Yeah. You find the sweet spot. I think most players find a sweet spot for what's helpful and what isn't helpful.
You want to get rid of? Do more of that than you used to, or?
Probably less. Probably less or the same. You know, I've got other, you know, there's Yeah, there's certainly a lot of help. There's more charts and there's more data, and yeah, I don't think I do any more than anybody else.
Yeah. There's more I want to ask you, but I don't want to keep you long.
Okay.
Joey Votto, April 25th, 2017.
Yeah.
You mentioned yesterday that when you were in the minors, you were kind of frustrated. You thought you should have been here. As you were coming through, were there any mentors that helped you get through that whole situation of developing the minors and getting ready to be here?
Yeah, sure. Leon Roberts, who was our hitting coordinator, who now works for the Kansas City Royals, and Freddie Benavides, who's now the first base coach for us and was formerly the minor league director as well as the infield instructor. Both of them were very supportive, very helpful, but also stayed on me throughout my minor league career.
So were they in a sort of a psychological sense or actual batting?
Yeah, mostly instruction, because there was always something I could improve on. I mean, I work with Freddie daily, and it's been 16 years we've been working together, so there's always something to learn and improve on.
Yeah. Really? Because you're such a student. I mean, it's not everybody's like that.
I'm not sure. I just know that I have to be better. So, yeah.
So even today, after we should accomplish, you have to be better.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Can you give a mirror image of Ted? I mean, it's, no, I mean, really, I mean, there have been very few students of the game like him, as you know from his book. Because I want to ask you a difficult question. I mean, you are a student of the game. You're pretty focused and intense. Do you enjoy playing the game?
It's difficult during the season to really let go and have a good time. It's more of a satisfaction thing. I think that I feel satisfied when I do a good job, when I put in maximum effort, when I'm focused, when I find my sweet spot in terms of the routine of the job. So I do feel good about that. But in terms of just pure joy on the field, I don't often feel that, no.
I asked that because I know, I remember Carl Yastrzemski, when he retired, said he looked back and he sort of wished he had. And Joe Torre told me the same thing.
Yeah, but that's not entirely fair for them to say that about themselves, because there's like I feel like there's a balancing act between having a good time and doing your job to the utmost. And the reason why I look up to a guy like Ted Williams and why I admire and I'm challenged by a guy like Carl Yastrzemski is because they got the most out of themselves. And I feel like it's an obligation in a way to the following generations to push the boundaries, to make the game better, then I feel like the game evolves, not the product, but the sport gets better, and that's better for the fans, that's better for the players. This is a better version of the sport than it was when I first entered the league 11 years ago, and I don't envision that stopping, so I need to do the same, I need to adjust and evolve as a player.
So your enjoyment comes from that kind of success of living up to your expectations?
Mostly that. And, like, expectations change on a consistent basis. So one year, expectations are matched, and the preceding year, there's a new set. Things change.
Do you set specific goals for yourself in a given year?
Yeah, but they're mostly related around effort and playing. A big goal of mine, and it's very, very difficult to accomplish, but the players I admire the most are the ones that tended to achieve it. It's playing every day, playing on a consistent basis through all the rigors of a 6-month season. So that's something that stands out to me that I set as a goal for the season. And then if I, if I'm intense and consistent with my intensity and my work, then that's where the satisfaction comes in.
Did Do you think, speaking of intensity over a whole season, do you think anybody will hit 400 again?
Yeah, sure, at some point. Yeah, I do think so. I think that it'd be awfully short-sighted of me to think that something that's been done in the past will never happen again. I mean, no one would have thought that a player would hit over 61 home runs and someone hit 73. So, yeah, I think that there's certainly a possibility that that a player can hit 400.
Yeah, it's been a long time.
Yeah, well, have to go out and do it then.
Now, you've been in the game 11 years now, and the numbers you've put up aren't comparable to some of the all-time greats. Mm-hmm. My impression is that you've been undervalued. What do you say to that?
Well, I will say that whether too low or too high, a dangerous thing is to buy into your own hype, you know, whether good or bad, whether people are saying that you're not worth something or you're better than, you know, you're the next great thing. So I really try to disconnect from commentary, disconnect from perception, and focus on the essentials of my job. And I find that has a tendency to yield the best results.
So if you satisfy yourself, that's enough.
Yeah, because I've got this... the tough part is, you know, I want to satisfy myself, but I also have to... You know, the dogs run better with a rabbit. They're, you know, when they chase the rabbit, right? So, you know, I always look at, you know, Mickey Mantle. I always look at his page. I always look at... Ted's not a good guy to look at, but I look at Mickey, I look at William Mays, I look at Hank Aaron, I look at their careers, and I look at their game logs, and same usual, I pay attention to guys that I have great admiration and I feel are reaching. I would have to be reaching to get to their markers, and I use those guys as my rabbits, so, yeah.
Pretty fast rabbits.
Oh, yeah.
Keeping up pretty well.
It's good to be challenged. I think outside of your own standards. I think
the problem was.
So when you step up to the plate, are you a hitter who's looking for a certain pitch, or just to whatever that pitcher's trying to do?
Every situation is different, and I think that's part of the responsibility as a hitter. If a pitcher. You know, has a particular style that leads to, you know, more swings and misses or less swings and misses, more fly balls, more ground balls. And, right. You know, if he's going to just keep throwing breaking balls to you, you always have to adjust and be willing to change your game. And I think that's the most important part, most important thing a hitter can develop, the ability to have a different club for every single lie. A different swing for every single situation, every single pitch style, you know, and I think that's when you know you've got, you can handle just about everybody in the game.
So, I mean, adjusting your swing depending on type of pitch.
A good example is before Ted Williams passed away, they asked him about Randy Johnson. And he said, what would you do with Randy Johnson? The story goes, he closed his eyes. He said, I've already thought about it. Hit a base hit up the middle. And to me, that tells me that he can envision facing him. He can see what the ball looks like coming in. He knows he has a limited set of options facing a guy like Randy Johnson. He knows that he doesn't want to get burnt on a slider, and he knows he doesn't, you know, he's got to be aware of the ball at his face or whatever, you know. He's saying to me, this is the swing I have to take. That's what a good swing against him looks like. And to me, that tells me that a guy who is known as a pull hitter, known as a power hitting, a fly ball line drive hitting pull hitter, is saying to me, I've got to use a different swing. And it's the same thing, I think, that players in the league, and I'll speak for myself, I've tried to develop, to have options against every single guy. You have to have, to me, you have to have an option, no matter if he's a lower tier pitcher or Clayton Kershaw. You have to have an answer for everybody. So.
So that suggests that, I mean, you study pitchers, and that suggests that somebody you haven't seen before is going to be a little more difficult, perhaps. Because
not necessarily. A lot of the video stuff can really help, and some of that can be, I can watch a video and more or less predict what it's going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just similar to what Ted said. Yeah.
Right now, and do I have a two-strike swing? I mean,
Yeah, that's a big priority for me. You know, I put the ball in play with two strikes, and being a really competent two-strike hitter is probably the biggest priority for me over the last few years of my career. The last couple of years that I've played, yeah.
Now you're kind of a rarity these days. You've been with one club since he was drafted. Is that important to you?
Certainly.
To stick with the Cincinnati?
Yeah, very much so. Well, you see all kinds of teams. No, please sit. Okay. I'm just changing pants. You see all kinds of teams. Go through rough spells. And, go through rust belts and have hot stretches, and no matter the market, nobody's immune to it. So to me, I'm looking forward to winning baseball here and being able to do it in this uniform. And to me, you know, I'm starting to find myself cheer for laundry too. You know, the old saying, cheer for the player, cheer for laundry. I feel very, very much like that. You know, I'm a Reds fan. You know, I'm starting to think about the teams I should cheer for in professional sports, and I don't think I have one anymore except for the Reds. So,
do you spend the off season in Ohio or Cincinnati?
Some time. I have a home there, and it requires upkeep, and it's a good place to get away. But, you know, ultimately, being in the city, I get recognized, so it's nice to get away from that sort of attention.
I assume you still have family in Canada, Toronto?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. My mom and my brothers. Yeah, I get to see them.
Just to go back briefly, the first question I asked you yesterday, you really have no sense of when your relatives first came from Italy or where they were from?
I want to say it's at least two generations. I know that it's not my grandparents.
So before them.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It goes back a ways.
Yeah, it does. It does. But I definitely know I've got Italian. I can tell you that.